The Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA reports the Dominican Republic has now confirmed cases of African swine fever. National Pork Producers Council Chief Veterinarian Liz Wagstrom tells AgriMarketing.com the U.S. remains free of ASF and has significantly bolstered biosecurity to protect the U.S. swine herd since ASF broke out in China nearly 3 years ago. Wagstrom says these measures are particularly important now that ASF has been detected in the Western Hemisphere for the first time in roughly 40 years. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the USDA is providing $67 million in competitive loans through the New Ayres Property Relending Program, which aims to help ag producers and landowners resolve Ayres land ownership and succession problems. Intermediary lenders, cooperatives, credit unions, and nonprofits can apply for loans up to $5 million at 1% interest once the Farm Service Agency opens the two-month sign-up window later this month. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa has his eyes on leveling the playing field for smaller livestock producers who have to compete with big companies that wield so much industry control. Speaking with AgriTalk, Grassley said, "We expect to make the case that for companies having 80% of the slaughter means the spot person can't market when they want." Grassley supports legislative action and says he's asked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to look into the situation. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.